Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, we've all heard about foreclosures, and we've heard about some of the problems with servicemen overseas coming back and getting some very unpleasant surprises. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, Bill Krieger, an Iraq War veteran from Lansing. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about your situation and what happened with this and the threat of foreclosure.
All right. Well, to give you a little background, I am an Iraq War vet, but currently my wife is serving in Iraq, and so is my son. And I have two children at home, and two Saturdays ago, as we were chatting with my wife on the internet, the mailman delivered us a registered letter from J.P. Morgan Chase that said that we were in foreclosure because I had missed three payments, when in fact I had never missed a payment with J.P. Morgan Chase. And so I spent the balance of my day Saturday trying to fix the issue, and what it came down to was I had to prove to them that I had made the payment. And so that involved paperwork and phone calls, and eventually what it worked out to be was a computer glitch on their part. It still hasn't been corrected, I want to add. I was supposed to have received a package in the mail this week, and I still haven't. Not only were they threatening to foreclose on my house, they assured me that because this was an internal issue, that it would never reach my credit report, and I found out Tuesday when I went to purchase a vehicle that it indeed had landed on my credit report and prevented me from purchasing the vehicle that I was going to buy. So that's kind of the condensed version of what happened.
Not only was there a threat of foreclosure, but now you're unable to get the credit you need to buy a vehicle, or you've got some other questions to answer, correct?
Correct. Yep. So, yeah, so, you know, they've said that they've sent paperwork in to correct my credit report, but the reply from Chase Bank was that you know, the credit bureau has 30 days to correct this. So in less than 7 days, they trashed my credit, and now they're kind of throwing it back in the lap of the credit bureau that it's up to them to get it corrected now. And so, I mean, they've been less than helpful in this whole thing. And really what I found out was the minute they think that you're behind on your bills or you're in foreclosure, they treat you like a second-class citizen. Which is exactly how they treated me.
When were you deployed in Iraq, Bill?
I was deployed from 2006 to 2007. I returned in October of 2007.
And what is your wife, Kristen, doing there now?
She is a medic with the 147 Aviation out of Grand Ledge.
And how about your son, Aaron?
He is with the 25th Infantry Division, and he is an infantryman in the active duty Army.
Have you told them everything that's happening here with this, or are you trying to spare them this worry?
You know, they kind of have an idea that something's going on, but I don't think either one of them realize the depth of where this has gone and how bad it's really gotten. Although there's been a lot of media coverage, so I'm sure eventually they'll get that message.
All right. How many hours have you spent trying to get this situation resolved?
I've spent at least 40 hours of my own time trying to get this fixed.
And what are you doing now that you're back in the United States?
I work for Consumers Energy, and I'm a supervisor.
Okay. Not like you have a lot of time on your hands where you can afford to have these conversations with J.P. Morgan Chase people.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that it's just kind of a nuisance, but more than that, I think that it might be reflective of a greater problem.
Oh, I completely agree. And you know, the sad thing is that I have two daughters at home who are missing their mom and missing their brother. And we value our time together. And I've spent a lot of it trying to undo this wrong that Chase has perpetrated on my family. And, you know, how do you, even if they fix my credit report and even if they, you know, tell me I'm not 3 months behind, how do I fix that? You know, this is time that I'll never get back with my kids, time that they've needed me.
And how have you attempted to prove that everything was as it should have been?
Well, be honest with you, I took Chase's statement that they provide to me online and walked Chase through each month and showed them that I had made my payments, and that wasn't good enough. So then I had to get my bank statements and forward my bank statements to them, which, by the way, is full of a lot of other personal information I don't think they need to know. So not only does their statement reflect it, my bank statement reflects it, and even my credit report shows that I pay on time every month, and yet there's still this overdue amount.
All right, we have heard Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero weigh in on this often during the campaign, and you've had some discussions with him, correct?
Yes, I have.
And has he been helpful?
He's been very helpful, and, you know, I got to tell you, we probably don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and I'm not a big believer in government control or big government, but when an institution that holds, you know, so much of the American dream in its hands can't police itself, I'm not sure what you do at that point other than get some regulation in there and get some oversight in there. And I think that's where Virgin and I definitely agree, is that this thing's out of control. You know, if they could do that to me, what are they doing to those people who are a little bit behind?
Bill, we hope that this situation is solved very soon. Unfortunately, you're a victim in this entire thing. Bill Krieger, Iraq War veteran and foreclosure nightmare experience.